here's a story from The World.
In just over 2 months, negotiators from around the world will gather in Glasgow, Scotland for the next big UN climate summit, a crucial meeting for bringing climate change under control. Today on The Big Fix, we're looking at what nations in Africa will be pushing for.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
If you look at a pie chart of which countries emit the most carbon emissions, China and the U.S. have the biggest slices. The entire continent of Africa takes up just a tiny sliver of that chart. And yet, Africans are experiencing some of the worst impacts of climate change. At the upcoming climate summit, negotiators for the African bloc will be pushing hard for money to help deal with those impacts and funds to switch to cleaner energy to help combat climate change. Reporter Ridwan Karim Dini Osman has our story from Ghana.
At the heart of the savanna region in northern Ghana is the small village of Pinchila. It is home to more than 2,000 people, mostly farmers. I meet Isapate sitting on the ground in front of his thatched roof house. He has been farming for the past 30 years. This year, he says his harvest was only half as large as it usually is.
I don't know.
The weather is constantly changing. We can no longer predict the rains. We don't even know when to plant our seedlings. Last year, two of my children had to drop out of school because I couldn't get enough money from the harvest.
Scientists say climate change is altering rain patterns around the world, making both droughts and unusually heavy rains more frequent. Pate is thinking about quitting farming, even though he has no other way to support his wife and 8 children.
For the most part of 2020, my family went hungry because the rains kept delaying. Currently, even where to find water for irrigation is another headache. All the dams have dried up because of the hot weather.
Zainabu Nindo Pate echoes her husband's frustration.
The entire house used to be filled with bags of maize, yam and granite. But now we are struggling. I can't even go to the market anymore. What am I going to sell?
Experts say vulnerable communities like Pinchila need to adapt and prepare for worsening climate change. But the Ghanaian government says it doesn't have the money to pay for things like new irrigation projects or drought-resistant seed, especially with rising debt due to the COVID-19 pandemic. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the international community to help.
As the continent that has contributed least to the climate crisis, Africa deserves the strongest possible support and solidarity. I ask that by COP26, we have concrete proposals on the table to make access to climate finance easier and faster, including for African nations.
The developed world is already falling short on promises to mobilize $100 billion a year to help developing nations adapt to and limit climate change. But developing countries say even that amount isn't enough. At this year's climate conference, the Africa negotiating team will be pushing for $20 to $30 billion earmarked specifically for African nations. Negotiator Saini Nafu believes that could be easily met by developed countries.
We have become extremely shrewd in building coalitions with the rest of our developing countries groups to really advocate for our demands.
Nafu tells me some of the money they are asking for will be used to bring relief to farmers bearing the brunt of climate change.
Net shading, drip irrigation, digital climate advisory services, all of that needs to be brought to our farmers. And mobilizing climate finance, this is what we have realized as a group, is a full-time job.
By 2050, the UN estimates annual adaptation costs in developing countries could increase sevenfold. The Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance argues it is time leaders acted with the same urgency in addressing climate change as they did dealing with the pandemic. Mithika Mwenda is the alliance's executive director.
If industrialized countries were able to mobilize trillions and trillions of dollars to address this COVID-19 crisis, it means there is a lot of money in this world. It's only that there is no political will.
Experts worry that richer countries may use the pandemic as an excuse for not meeting or increasing funding for developing nations. Aberdeen University energy economist Theo Echampon argues African negotiators should point out that COVID has hit their economies even harder.
African nations need to spin the narrative actually around COVID and say that the pandemic has actually made things quite difficult for a number of our economies. Most of the funding that pre-COVID would have come in had been curtailed, and this has had a dire impact on many livelihoods.
Young people will be most impacted by climate change, and African youth delegations will be attending the conference to push for more inclusion in the UN process. Cordy Aziz from Ghana will be among them.
It's very important that the African youth participate and really understand what's happening so that we can better address issues that are happening in our own communities.
Back in northern Ghana, farmers like Issa Pate look forward to the days when the government helps pay for irrigation technologies, flood defense structures, and drought-resistant agriculture.
We seriously need this infrastructure here, especially for our vegetable farms. They will make life better.
Until then, Pate has planted again and is hoping for more predictable rains and a better harvest this season. For The World, I am Ridwan Karim Dini Osman in northern Ghana.
This story was supported by funding from the Pulitzer Center for Crisis Reporting.
From PRX.